Hey, welcome back. We're on day four, I think. I don't know. Yesterday, I thought it was Friday. So day four, and we're talking about the four P's today. And the ladies that are in my class today, we just shared about their homework that they did yesterday, and I'm very impressed. They've come a long way. They're doing really well. So let me show you my screen. I just quickly put together a document about what we could talk about today. And you guys can just take notes that relates to you. So today is about the four P's: product, price, place, and promotion. And this is where you're going to really see how what we started with doing our avatar, and each day has been building up. So this is where it'll really help you solidify what you're doing and how you want to keep going with that. So your product, you already have your product. You kind of know what you want to do and how you're going to do it. So what does your product do? Yes, Lisa, you have a question?
Will we get a copy of this?
Yeah, I can send you a copy of this.
Okay, thank
Sure.
you.
Yeah. So what is their product? It's, basically you're telling people, why does your product fit and meet a need, unfulfilled need by your customer? Why do they need it? So you need to figure out your messaging about what does your product do and how does it help them? And then once again, it's about products, the target audience. You pretty much have figured that one out. And how it works. Is different is your product from somebody else. Like somebody might be already designing clothes, for example. So how is your clothes design different than somebody else? So you might be able to have some sort of differential factors in there that can tell people why they want to buy your clothes versus maybe than somebody else. Or maybe it's like, well, my design complements them, so that's why you want to buy, consider mine as well, kind of thing. So that's what product is. What is your product? What does it do? Does it meet an unfulfilled need? Does it provide what kind of experience does it provide to your customer? What kind of feeling or experience? That's what branding is really. Branding isn't about the logo or anything like that, like so many people like to tell us. Branding is really about the experience your customer has with you. That's your branding. And the graphics that go with it is a complementary, but branding isn't about graphics. Branding is really about the experience your customer's going to have working with you. And the more you can accentuate that, the more and higher brand level you will get versus a graphic. A graphic is just something, oh, that's their graphic, that's their logo, but it doesn't tell them anything about who you are and what their experience working with you is going to be. So price is always hard to do. It's like you want to make money and yet you don't want to outprice your market. You don't want to offend anybody, but at the same time, you still have to define your price point that fits your audience and what they're willing to pay. And so you might ask yourself some questions like the price range. Are you in line with some of your competitors, or are you a higher end? And that's okay if you're higher end, but you have to, does your higher end match your customer profile now? Are they the ones that you want to work with? And so you have to look at that too, because they may have, you may want to work with women that really don't have a lot and design clothes or create a product that serve that market, but your pricing is way over there. It's not a match. It all has to match. So you might have to come up with a different product line or something different if you want to match that audience. And it's the same for if you have a luxury product, you want lux people that can afford to buy at that price point from you. So those are the things you kind of have to adjust your pricing for. And if like I said, if it's too high or too low. So you need to take a look at all that. So that's your price. And then your place. Place meaning, when is the best time to reach your target audience or your customer? When are they active on social media? And you will know that by the stats that you get. It'll tell you, stats will start sharing who is viewing your stuff, who is reading your material, your content, who and what time of day they're reaching out to you or paying attention. So you need to just, be aware of this stats, the analytics that you have. And you can get all that stuff from Google as well and other tools that are out there available. So when's the best time also if that's online? And then when's the best time maybe to reach them during the day or at night, or have when's the best time to do your webinars or evening, daytime, whatever. What channels, marketing channels are most effective for your target? So I noticed a lot of you got all the major platforms, but I may just say I'm going to suggest just pick three. Start working with three, get them really developed before you go on to another platform, unless one connects to the other one. So because it's very hard to manage more than three platforms if you have, because you have to figure out who's going to do all this work for. Are you doing all the work for yourself and trying to do all this? You'll be too busy. You'll be doing 80% of marketing and less producing, which is that's the norm. But you may find that you're going to schedule yourself. I used to schedule myself in days. Okay, three times a week I'm going to post. So maybe that's Monday to Wednesday and Friday, or maybe I max it up. But anyway, you'll need to somewhat manage your time. So you need to figure out, okay, when's the best time my audience is around, and work around that. And then advertising approaches, there's so many ways of doing that. Talk about that in another class, but that's basically this is another big topic, is how you can advertise to reach your client or your customer. So yeah, we just all about that. And so then promotion, it says here, best time to reach them. What marketing channels are the best to reach them as well? Just because you have a TikTok, I guess TikTok is becoming more effective for small business owners, but that's a broad audience to have a small business. So what kind of small businesses are using TikTok? And then you have your Instagram. What kind of businesses are on Instagram? And then out of those businesses, who are those are your customers, your clients? Are they there? Are they playing over there? And then same with advertising. Like what kind of advertising do you want to do? Do you want to do this online? Do you want to do offline? I still think some direct mail is good. That's more of an older traditional, but it is very still effective. Besides online approaching of advertising, how are you going to reach your audience? And some other questions you need to consider. I think this repeats itself. Sorry. So when you're doing your promotion, are you posting your content? If you're doing a newsletter, you want to get more people on your newsletter so that you have a more of an inclusive community in a newsletter or a membership or something that they are, or a group on Facebook, or if that's where they are, or on groups. I think there's groups on Google. I've hardly been there, but maybe that's where they're hanging out. So wherever they're hanging out, kind of create a group, because that inclusive, it's becoming exclusive, so that if they want to be a part of your company or your services and meet other people in this field, then they want to stay together. So that's another thing to do to consider. So you have your promotion of your social media, you have your newsletters, you have your blog, you have content. You can write, if you don't have a blog yet, you can write articles and post them on eZine Magazine. That's a very old site, but it's a very high traction base. You can write articles on there and then hook them back to your website or hook them back to your store or wherever it is that you're gonna, where you want to direct them to. So it's all about the journey of the customer again. You know, I started off with William. William is having some frustration. He wants more patrons or customers of his art, but he doesn't want to pay an art broker because they charge too much and he thinks that they're, you know, causing him to fail. And so I tried that once and I'm not going to do it again. So I'm going to do it myself. Okay, if you're going to do it yourself, you have to come up with a strategy and you have to come up with a schedule of how you're going to create your content and deliver it to reach your audience. And if you can't do that, then you have to consider hiring maybe a VA to work with you part-time so that they do that work while you can take that time and spend it on other things that you need to do for yourself. Or else if you have a product that you can hire people to help you make, that's even better, right? So those are the things that you have to consider when you're doing your four P's. So was there anything in there that you haven't thought about that you'd like to talk about? Yes, Bria. Just hands up. Yeah, okay. So those are the part of the things you that were really kind of part of the mapping process, right? But once you did the mapping process, it gave you more ideas, more things to come up with. And so if you were in a group of people, so does anybody want to do a brainstorming session about other things they could do or have or pursue? Does somebody want to be on a hot seat? And we could just give you some ideas or suggestions besides what you've already written down for yourself.
I don't mind
Okay.
in regards to my Etsy store that I would like to set up. I'm sorry. I think I misunderstood the question. I thought that maybe you all were going to give me suggestions regarding,
Yeah.
I guess, how to. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So in regards to setting up my Etsy shop, you know, how I can go about, you know, getting more traction, more visitors, and I can promote the store. And I guess the other thing I should share is I'm actually not on social media, so I have to work on getting on social media. That's a big thing I
Yeah.
need to
Just
care of.
pick three though, you know, because if you've never really done it, it's really kind of after a while it become very easy. Like some people are just whizzes at it, right? And they can really do it. But to get your store up, you know, you have to put your products in there. And I'm not sure what the rules are for Etsy. You're expected to get your own customers and target, or do they help you, or do they have tools that would help you or not?
I know they have advertising, Etsy advertising, but I don't think, oh well, and I also think that they also link up with Google Ads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think you also have to get your own traffic in there as well.
Right. So, yeah, so Etsy, I guess, you know, it's just like having a blog or a website. You know, you have to figure out where you're going to play and where are you going to direct that traffic to. So if you want to direct it back to Etsy, your store, I would take a look at what the other store owners are doing on Etsy and see how they're getting their traffic. And you know, whatever your handmade products are, I would take a look at even Google. That one day I just said, you know, you could go to Google and say handmade goods and find out where they are, and then you could, you know, find, make a strategy or to hook up or partner with them, or maybe it gives you some ideas of content to write that you can send them to your Etsy store, you know. It's, or like, I have these handmade get things, so maybe you can find somebody else that does. You have to kind of know what your competitors are too, and, right. and your other people that are selling handmade goods. So maybe there's a handmade group on Facebook that you could go to and just join and see what kind of questions they're asking and answering, and kind of go like that, and then find out what are their challenges. And then you can learn a lot from them that are already doing it, you know, whether it's Etsy or Shopify or whatever, you know, kind of thing. You know, that type of thing. It's just, yeah, there's so much more when it comes to promotion. You really have to have a list. You have your list of things you want to do. So now you just have to figure out, okay, how I make more awareness of what my products and what they do. And so I have lots of images up there, product that you have, and be able to list if they can get a certain size, if they change colors, or are they just one thing that you have? So images are a big thing. Okay. I would also, for all of you, is have get a, it's free on Google, Google My Business. You can create a free page. And you can get yourself listed there. And then every week, I think you can update whatever's going on. Maybe you're doing an event or class, or you have an open house, or you're showcasing your artwork or something, or you're showcasing your product or services or whatever, or you have a class that you want to promote. You can put it on your page. That's free. So I would start there too, because then you can tell people, oh, if you like any of my stuff, please come to my Etsy store. It's over here, and send them the link.
Right.
And if you go on social media, I am on Facebook, and you're welcome to friend me, and we can go back and forth even after the class if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, just look for Lisa Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
No worries. At least you'll have one friend. Well,
yeah. You can friend all of us.
Yeah. So you'll have a couple of friends, so you'll feel a little safe, because it can get intimidating when you first come on. But at least you got some compadres now that will work with.
Yeah. Yeah. And by all means, I manage all this. I'm social media chair for my chapter and score. So by all means, drop in, say hello or whatever. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, people will come by and say, wow, you know, I got to check her out, see what she's doing. So by all means, and you can do, I have several pages too, so you can also check in with mine as well.
Okay,
and thank I'm you. Using my heart at work today. I just noticed that, but anyway, not score, but anyway, that's my company name. But anyway, you can do that too. So anything else?
Well, thank you very much for that information, Ms. Harris. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And anybody else, Lisa or Bria, do you have anything you'd like to ask or do?
I'm going to get back on my brainstorming, so I don't have anything at this time.
Okay, great.
Same. I agree with Lisa. Since you went over the four P's, I'll reference what you went over today and then kind of like go back and forth between the two and see how I can pull things out of that brainstorming paper and
kind of
plug things in and make things make a little more sense.
No, that's great. You guys all, you gals did a great job. So, okay, I'll end the call for today. And then tomorrow, I just thought maybe we could just do a little brainstorming, or if you have any questions, think about some questions you want to do, and kind of go from that, or I'll think of something for tomorrow. Okay.
Have a good day, everyone.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. And don't forget to send me your email to my email so I can send you the book.
Okay? I sent you mine already.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Fabulous. Stay cool.